God bless you guys and welcome yet to another Manna Mondays. These are additional segments every Monday to encourage you throughout the week. As you guys know, the weekend long videos, those will always continue. All of those aspects will always continue. These are just additional supplements to be able to get you along throughout the week. And glory to Jesus Christ. We're here just to share with you a little bit of some of the struggles that we've gone through in life. And today we want to talk about backsliding, right? What do you guys feel like when you're backsliding? Let us know in the comments section. What is that feeling that you feel? You know, that little ickiness that you feel inside when you know that you're not walking the way that God called you to walk. Brother Chris, have you ever felt that little ickiness, that little feeling deep within that you're like, ah, oh, man, I'm
never,
losing it.
Dude, I've never backslid. I've never walked. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. You know, and when we're not moving forward, we're only one step away from stepping backwards.
Yeah.
So we have to be mindful of that. And the enemy is watching us continuously. And especially when we decide to devote our lives to serving our King.
Yeah.
He looks for every little crack and crevice and point of entry that he can have with us. And you know, so we have to be on guard. We have to be the centurion on the wall or the watchman that is guarding against the intrusion of the demonic forces into our lives. And, you know, it's really important that we make Lord Jesus the pinnacle of our existence here on earth. And when he's Amen. The pinnacle, it's real good for us to stay focused there and love him above all things. When we love him above all things, you know what? We love our wives better. We love our children
Everybody.
Better. We love our neighbors better. We love everybody better. So there's a great cascade effect that showers everything else in our lives when he's first and we focus on first. Him the foremost.
Amen, man. Amen. And, you know, focusing on him is crucially important in these end times. You know, keeping your eyesight on the kingdom is important in these end times because the devil, he has a way of convincing people. You know, for those that are watching this, we're talking about backsliding. You know, and I know that, like Chris said, we've all gone through it. But we didn't just land there just immediately. It was gradual steps quite often. It was gradual compromises quite often. It was an inch, and then it became a mile. And then you look at yourself in the mirror, and you're no longer who you used to be. You know, the hallelujahs come out, the glory to God come out, you know, and you're at church and you'll even throw a couple, you better preach at as they're preaching, right? But deep within, something has changed. And I don't know what's changed in your life. I don't know what's changed in the Western church's life, but we have to get back on track. And we want to talk a little bit about that for a few moments on getting back on track. Once you've backslid and once you're there, once you're at that state, right? There's a very important scripture here in Hosea 14, 1 through 4, okay? O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. Assur shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. But look at this part here. I will heal their backsliding. I will heal their backsliding. Are you understanding that? I will heal their backsliding. He wants to heal you. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Now, Brother Chris, as we talk about this, I will hear their backsliding. I don't know if you've gone through it, through moments where, just like in the garden, bro, how Adam and Eve were hiding from God after they sinned, and God is trying to, hey, where are you? Where are you, Adam? He knew where they were, right? But you're at that point that you're backslidden, and you feel that conviction from God, but you also feel that shame from the devil that's telling you, God won't forgive you. Or you want to pray now after you haven't prayed for years? Oh, now you want to seek God? Have you gone through those moments, bro?
I have. And, you know, there's some stories I could tell about it, but I know we want to keep this a bit shorter. But, you know, it really boils down to this. We stumble, we fall, there's two hands there. Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus to pick us up and the devil to keep us off track. We have to make the decision every time we stumble and fall, whose hand are we going to reach for? We can continue to take in the enemy in our lives, the thoughts he wants us to have, the actions he wants us to do, and the path he wants us to be on. Or we can say, no, Lord Jesus, your word says you'll give me a way of escape every time. I'm tired of not searching for that way of escape, and now I'm going to focus on that. Please help me. Please encourage my spirit and guide and direct me through the power of your presence in my life to make the right choice. It's really as simple as that. And when I was doing the things I shouldn't do, I wasn't reaching for the right hand, the right hand of fellowship through Jesus, because he's always there. But so is the enemy. They're both always there. And they both want to get us, you know, but one is for righteousness and holiness and eternal life, and the other one is for hell, damnation, and destruction. You need to think about that clearly, because those are the two choices. There's not a third choice.
Yeah, man. I, my brother Chris, you know, 2 Corinthians 7:14, brother, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, you know, backsliding, when we get to a deep state of it where, you know, guys, we have to humble ourselves, okay? We have to pray and we have to seek his face. We have to turn from our wicked ways. And there's only one way to do that, and that's by just doing it. It's not that complicated, okay? I know the church has made it everything a lot more complicated in these last few years. We've all gone through that, but the recipe's pretty clear. The recipe is pretty simple. And what Chris and I are going to do right now is we're going to pray with you. Okay. Not as if he and I are above you. No, he's a country boy and I'm a Puerto Rican. We're just coming together for the Lord, but because we've been there. Okay. So that we can come together. And if you need to rededicate your life to the Lord today, that we can do so. Not because of a magical prayer. No, a real change that comes from true submitting to the Heavenly Father. Brother Chris, would you be okay if you lead us in prayer, brother? Sure. So that we can all of us come together.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, what Tali said about humility is so important. Brother Zach, that we listen to often, he says there's three things to please God and to draw closer. Humility, humility, humility. It is paramount. Father, we are so thankful that you are patient with us. We are so thankful that you're loving and kind, and that you're always extending your hand to us to pick us up, to pull us out of whatever situation we're in, and to lead us on the path of righteousness. And Lord, as Peter was asked to be sifted by the enemy, you prayed that he would be able to endure, that he would be able to come through it. And Lord, that's what we pray for all those out there and ourselves that are struggling, that we would be able to endure, we'd be able to come through it, Lord. Thank you for your loving hand. Thank you for your loving kindness towards us. We love you. We praise you. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God is beautiful. God is beautiful. You hear me? God is beautiful, okay? Don't let this just be another broadcast, all right? Take this and run with it right there in your home. When this video is over, get on your knees and call upon him because he wants to talk to you, okay? Heavenly Father has awesome things. So thank you for tuning in. On the screen, you're going to see a recommended video. That's of our second channel, Bible TV. There we have conversations like this that are much longer, 20, 30 minutes. And we have live services and live gatherings throughout the week. So it's going to be very beneficial towards both of us, for you to help us and us to help you. We're in this together. All right. And also, aside from doing that, we have a download. It's called Caught Thought. It's a PDF, it's free, but it's there to help you with intrusive thoughts. Okay, so if you're going through intrusive thoughts, let that be a resource for you and your family. Click on the video that's going to be on the screen here shortly and subscribe on that channel to be able to follow more videos. Any final words, my brother Chris?
Go in the peace and power and presence of the Lord. He does give us peace that passes all understanding.
Amen. Amen. We love you so, so much, and see you this weekend on the regular weekend long video. All right. God bless you guys. And we look forward to the next one.